Good morning, you're listening to FortDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm in Las Vegas, second day of the show, and I'm with Chris Ramey, who focuses on the affluent market, has a long history in the flooring business. Chris, how are you doing?
Doing great this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. You spent the early parts of your career managing International Design Guild for CCA Global, and you've gone on to be somewhat of the spokesperson for the affluent market. You're here at the show doing some seminars. What are your topics at the show?
Yesterday I spoke about the complexities of retail and trying to simplify it. If you go back earlier in my career, I was an assistant buyer at Macy's in their floor coverings department. So retail is really my love, although most of my focus today is the high net worth individual.
Also doing a talk with some of the legacies in the business, right?
I am. You know, one of the interesting pieces of getting older is the wisdom and the perspective. So we deliberately wanted some individuals who've been here a long time to share their insights and their wisdom.
Let's go back to what you spoke about yesterday. We've seen two research projects in the last year talking about when the consumer gets in the funnel and they shop and they leave without buying. The reason they do that is complexity. And if we could capture those people who think they want flooring and then don't end up buying it, we wouldn't be in a recession right now. So how do we solve this complexity issue and the confusion that makes the consumer leave without buying?
I think so many of us try to be everything to everyone and we fail everyone. To a large degree, we have to simplify this buying process. We also have to simplify our products. One of the points I made in yesterday's presentation was that we dissect wood products to the nth degree. Customers don't see that. They walk into this sea of brown samples and sample displays, and it just confuses you. So there's two things when people are confused. They either don't buy or they just go to price. And neither of those are good for us.
You mentioned going to price. I was just talking to Melissa Murphy at Johnson Paint and Decorating. She said, you know, we don't even talk about price. We talk about, you know, making a consumer's home their own. We take them through the process of what we're going to do and why we're going to do. And then we present a proposal. And that's the first time they see price. And he said, there's never hardly a discussion about it. So price is where a lot of people go early. And the confusion is because you're trying to offer too many things, and the construction of some of these products is hard for a consumer to understand. They only shop every 7 years.
Consumers are paranoid, and all they know is price. If we tell them price matters, that's what matters. So, you know, we as retailers, not the flooring industry necessarily, but we as retailers have created our own bed.
The problem that needs to be solved. I think maybe CCA Global has a little bit of the solution with their retail 2.0. You come in and you pick a look. And, you know, Mannington has this Adura program where you pick a look, and then they can offer you that look in seven or eight different constructions. It could be LVT, it could be laminate, it could be engineered wood or real wood. Is that the solution?
It is a solution. I remember when wine stores started selling by the strength of the wine, and of course that pretty much failed because they go to another store and they get a totally different sales pitch. I remember when I had my flooring store, and one of my competitors kept saying Olefin was superior to wool, and some people believed him. There's a sucker born every moment, and we just have to, as floor covering stores, live our lives and our businesses with integrity and serve our community with that focus that you're serving your clients, whichever way you choose to do it.
So Chris, what does a high-end showroom look like?
There are not a lot of pin displays because you show by color. That's how people buy. Making a client or a prospect go through 1,000 grays when they want blue is ridiculous. That's part of the complication. We complicated for that person. We're selling displays and we're selling lines. Customers are buying a color. Let's make it simple for them. Let's let them walk in and spend time. It's about serving them in such a way that they appreciate what you do. It's also about, with your showroom, having signature products. How about a statue? How about I had a palm tree in my showroom. How do you make it so it's an exciting retail environment? It's not just product. It's a little bit like music. I think it was Ludwig van Beethoven who said, it's not the notes you hit, it's the space between the notes. How do we take a showroom and create that space? Because if you can do that successfully, you'll penetrate the luxury space.
I said when I introduced you, you focus on the affluent market, and that's the people that are buying right now. And where do they like to shop for flooring?
Well, the wealthiest are retaining interior designers. You know, that's a big part of the high net and the ultra high net worth market.
They have somebody else shop for them, you're saying?
Well, they have somebody else edit for them so that when they go in, it's much simpler. Most of them have a very busy time constraints, and it's just easier when you can retain someone to make these decisions who you know has a good taste. And you know, it's something we don't talk about in the floor covering business is good taste. And we really should, because those are important. Even back when I had my floor covering stores, our saying was making homes more beautiful. That's what people really want. And we do that better than anyone in the flooring industry. We just don't sell it that way.
You know, Bailey Walton is the new head of Anderson Tuftex at Shaw. You know, their focus for growing that brand is to make sure the interior designer knows what they're doing, and they see that a lot of the purchases are coming through the recommendation of an interior designer. So some retailers should focus more on that, right?
If they're set up to do that. ProSource, of course, does that well. Most international design guild stores do that well. Stark does it extraordinarily well. So there are companies that you can learn from. Showroom is different. The culture is different. So to really penetrate that market, you have to understand it before you just get into it. It's not bringing in samples.
What do you think of the show? The number of attendees at the show haven't been reduced as potentially it could have been, right?
It appears not. Show's well attended. People seem happy. More floor covering folks instead of installers. Maybe a higher level show. So it's kind of nice to see.
All right, Chris, well, thanks for spending time with us and telling us a little bit of your insight on how we can minimize the confusion that's keeping the consumer from buying. Again, I've been talking to Chris Ramey with the Home Trust, and you've been listening to Kemp Harp and FloridaLA.net.